This FabFM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
The Douglas Shire Ratepayers Association organised the Meet the Candidates for the ratepayers of the Douglas Shire at the Mossman Bowls Club, although they didn't get a full turnout of candidates. Those fronting up to state their case as to why we should vote for them were Natalie Johnson, Peter McEwen, Terry Melchett, Kim Rowley, Lisa Scommerzon, Steve Cruikshank, Michael Kerr, who's running for mayor, was there, and the current mayor, Julia Loy. Those who were conspicuous by their absence were Abigail Noley and Roy Zamataro. There was some amongst the audience of some 130 people wanting to know why they didn't appear to state their case for re-election. Bruce Clark wasn't there, but couldn't because he's getting over a personal medical issue, but is expected to be back on the campaign trail by mid-next week. Okay, let's hear what the candidates think are the most important issues for this new council. I won't play you each person's 8 minutes, as I will be interviewing those who've accepted FabFM's offer to be interviewed for podcast next week, but the essence of what their platform is. First up, Natalie Johnson.
Currently, I am not a member of any local association, political party or community group. Having relinquished my role as a director on the board of Tourism Port Douglas Daintree to ensure I had no conflict of interest whilst campaigning. Those who know me I'm a passionate advocate of our tourism industry. Like business and tourism, being a councillor does not run to a clock. Attendance at events in the evenings and on weekends is part of the deal. I bring to the table a younger perspective, an opportunity to represent a wider demographic of our shire. I bring a world view as an intrepid traveller of the globe. Yes, we live in the far north, but we are part of a larger story, and having the ability to consider new and innovative approaches to our issues from other parts of the country and the world is part of the forward-thinking approach I take to everything in my life. Douglas Shire, although heavily reliant on tourism, is not just about tourism. Ensuring private tourism businesses are supported through basic council functions, including the maintenance of paths to shopfronts, provision of water security, public health, exceptional streetscapes and waste management, whilst delivering a business-friendly attitude and streamlined administrative process, are operations council must provide to assist business success. We must continue to differentiate ourselves from other destinations and market our region as both premier and eco-certified.
Steve Cruikshank.
I'm a Christian who lives by godly principles and believes in honesty, integrity and loyalty as my core values, and always try to treat others as I would have others treat me. But the one thing I do have is integrity. I do not lie, I will not lie, and I will not make any empty promises to anyone to placate them. I'm a good listener, and I will endeavour to listen to all who have concerns about our shire. I will strive to be a good, hard-working councillor as well. I'm a conservationist who believes in looking after our environment. I grew up on the land, so I am well-versed in talking with landholders. I have been involved in all aspects of land care, including erosion control and pest management, tourism and in the retail industry, then going on to successfully manage my own business for the past 7 years. I've also worked with Indigenous peoples and I've been involved with aged care. I can empathise with most people in our shire, young or old, ratepayers or renters. My qualifications are many and varied, gained in the school of life. While working in the public domain, I learned to be a servant to all. Regardless of who you are, I will endeavour to treat you with respect and dignity, because in essence, you will be my paymasters. Hopefully I will achieve a happy outcome with all of my dealings with you, the citizens of the Douglas Shire.
Peter McEwen.
I arrived in the Shire about 35 years ago. At the end of my 15-year banking career. I've been a ratepayer for 35 years and a multiple ratepayer for more than 25 years. I understand the purpose of rates and the effect it has on people. I am not affiliated with any political party. Skills that I can bring to this position if elected. I think my banking background will be a good start. Can understand the budgets and all that sort of gear. So when I announced that I was going to stand, I've had a lot of time sitting down talking to people who regularly come in the cafe and people who I've never seen before. Probably one of the main ones that comes up, as we're probably aware, is the cost of rates. And we probably understand that in the next 2 years, who knows, it's going to be very, very difficult times. I think the paying of utilities, including the rates, is going to be very difficult for a lot of people. So people really want to see that the rate money that they give the council is spent effectively. They don't want to see any waste. They want their roads fixed. They want their footpaths fixed. They want their rubbish collected. They want all the basic facilities for their rate money now. If there's going to be major expenditure, take the pool for example, consultation is what they want. They don't want us as a councillor to make the decision for their money. If we're going to do a budget for the pool, and we must know what the running costs would be every quarter or every rate period, they want some consultation. People not being encouraged to come here with investment, building new industry, doing renovations to the properties they have, mainly because of hardship they have from getting council approval and also the costs involved with permits and things like that. I think if I was elected, one thing we would have to do, I know the council needs the money, so we can't just go and wipe all the fees and everything like that, but we must have some system of encouraging people to come here and do some investment, you know, not silly stuff. Beauty in the parks and things like that is not a hard thing to do, but I don't know whether that's been up to scratch lately, and I think we should spend a bit more time on that. That's a simple process. I've probably had four people come to me that I didn't know before who have told me that, and basically the same story, that they put in for work as a tender. Okay, they didn't receive the tender. That's fine. It should go on costs and what they think the work should do. It was given to an outside contractor, and that contractor contacted the people who did not win the tender to do the work. So he's still doing the work. So the bloke who won the tender, who's probably not a ratepayer of the Shire, is obviously charging more. I would like to see basically nearly all the expenditure that's going out of council put through a council meeting in some way or the other. And if something stands out as being a little bit, you know, maybe we should have a look at that. Will we have a look at it?
Terry Melchett.
In terms of my platform, and I think everyone wants to head in this direction, it's about listening to the community and putting people first. And by listening to the community, not taking on board the loud minor interest groups. Sometimes you've got three interest groups that represent 0.0001% of the total community. So we need to develop systems to be able to engage further community meetings on major discretionary expenditure with really big discretionary expenditures like the proposed pool in Port Douglas. I think you need to do a big survey with a big sample size to understand what people want. And with the pool, the funding will be easily got from government, I believe. But the operational costs probably are in the order of 5 to 10% of the total budget of Douglas, rating revenue. So it's a big ticket item, need to consult with people on it. In relation to the financial sustainability of the Shire, I think that's really important. We're told it's going brilliantly, but that's not what the audit report says. The audit report says that we're a moderate risk of sustainability. So we need to go back and just look at that. I haven't got the data. I'm an accountant. I can't get the data I need to form a view. I did seek a copy of the advice from the auditor, but it came back heavily redacted. So half of the document was blacked out. So they're probably the parts I needed to see. Like others, rating has to be reviewed. I'm looking at a cane farmer now. His rates have gone up 40% in the last 2 years, and he's not the only one in the room. Costs are high.
Now, at this point, we did have a technical issue with our audio, so I went to the other candidates to get their pitch as to why they should be elected or re-elected. Kim Rowley.
I'm a back-to-basics man, and I think that's what we should be doing as our major one priority. And, I, you know, there's other things we've got to look at. But hey, let's get back to basics. Let's start fresh and then build on that. So that's basically all I wanted to get out there today. But secondly, is the balanced approach on everything we do. If we've got a balanced approach in regards to development, the environment, all those things, let's go out and look at both sides and what's best for the Shire. Balanced approach is the number one priority. That's what people want. It's been in the bloody news, it's been in the Gazette, it's been on your radio station. No communication whatsoever. It was interesting to hear that Julia mentioned that in the future there could be more open sessions of council. Well, why couldn't they do that in the past? So it's, as she said, it was only the financial part that could have been closed. So therefore, Qantas, the block of land, all those things could have come out, except for the financial aspect of it, way before we were told about it.
Lisa Scomazon.
Well, what I would really like to see is we want a transparent council. We want a council that will listen to the people, and this is what one of the platforms that I am campaigning for, and I want to be able to be an open and honest and transparent councillor. Transparency is a big thing. We want to be able to trust the people we have in council that will make the right decisions for us. And as a councillor, if elected, I want to assure people that I will be like that, and I want to be able to communicate and be open to all our community. Water security, we need, that's one of our main subjects for the election. We've got to ensure that our Shire has enough water for development and new homes in this Shire.
For Mayor, Michael Kerr.
Well, the main thing I wanted to get across today was who I am, what I want to do. You know, dispel some of the rumours that may be going around that I wanted this, I wanted that. This is me, this is what I am, this is what I'm in for, this is what I represent, which is all about the local community, local people, local jobs, and get this place back to being local basic stuff like roads, rates. You know, we need to get the parks, we need to get all those things back in order, and you know, long before we start delving into things that are not core council duties.
And the incumbent.
I believe that this council that I have led for mayor, as mayor for 6 years, has done an awesome job. I have had very sound and good economic management. We have consulted heavily. Yes, we can always do things better. We are being transparent. We have lots of good ideas for the future. My priorities for the future are long-term financial security. I want to bring in investment in terms of many of the recommendations that people will hear about very shortly from the Economic Development Review Committee. I am the most experienced mayor. I know about sound, good economic management. We have some great ideas for the future.
Many stayed on to share a drink with candidates at the Bowls Club and talk to them personally about their hopes and wishes for the Shire's future. Fab FM will present in-depth podcast interviews with the candidates that have accepted our offer to have a chat. That will be up on the week starting Monday the 16th of March, giving you 2 weeks to have a listen to what they say and what they see as their vision for the Shire and the Council. In the coming weeks, I will be doing an editorial on what I think this election on March 28th is really about and why it's a watershed moment in time for the Shire.